Good morning, historians from around the internet. Welcome back to the Old History Podcast. It's part of the Old History Social Media Project, Facebook and YouTube. The goal of this project, as I've said before, and I'll say it again, is to make history more known and available to the public. And just before we begin here and talk about just some updates for the channel, I'd like to remind everybody that you can subscribe to this podcast. A little support feature right on the main profile, or you can go to my Patreon. It's www.patreon.com/oldhistory. Also, go give my good friend Jason Ripley over at the Beard Guy and Friends a look-see. All you guys out there have big old beards, or maybe your dad has a beard or whatever. Just give him a look-see. He has all kinds of cool stuff. All right, so back to the channel here. I'll go ahead and say it. I was trying to get permission to go do a walk through one of the buildings in downtown Morristown, but the people just didn't feel comfortable doing it, and honestly, I understand. They said they have some stuff in there, and the building's a little older. So, I mean, it is what it is. There'll be another time. I can always just get good pictures on the outside from it. And then the other one, I'm still kind of waiting to give them time. It's a house on the out there by Lowland. Somehow I actually found out I'm related to some people that built it a long time ago. So, all right. So, topic for today's discussion, and because it's Memorial Day, is going to be how Tennessee got the name the Volunteer State. And I'll be pulling from several different sources here. So, without further ado, let's dive right in. All right, so we can trace this little nook all the way back to the Battle of Kings Mountain. Excuse me. Tennessee didn't exist at that time, but the state of Franklin did, the Watauga Association, the Washington District, whatever you want to call it. So in October of 1780, General Charles Cornwallis dispatched Major Patrick Ferguson to North Carolina in September of 1780. Ferguson had two tasks, is to recruit members to fight for a loyalist militia and protect Cornwallis' left flank as he attempted to move through the Carolinas. He was nicknamed the Bulldog by his men, but he came up against the Overmountain men. They were not just backwoods people. These were frontiersmen. They knew every square inch of the woods all over the Appalachian mountain range. This is where they hunted, they lived, they knew it, and Lord Cornwallis was at a major disadvantage here. Major Ferguson. So he put his men up on top of the mountain, on top of King's Mountain there, and he said, all the armies of hell could not knock me off of that mountain. Well, those are words that he'd come to eat. He quite literally ate his own shoe. As an hour later, after he said that, the 900 or so American forces, that most of them were from the state of Franklin area, the Western Appalachians, man, they mopped the floor with him. And they told, this actually was one of the few battles that changed the course of the American Revolution. It was 900 American to 1,100 or so British. Because of the way that the Americans flanked the British, there wasn't really much they could do. And it's said that this was one of the first in a chain of events that led to Cornwallis' surrender at Yorktown. Well, here we see, just to recap a little bit here, this is one of the first instances of Tennessee sending out volunteers, people volunteering themselves to protect what they had worked hard to build. And if you want to read a little bit more about that, the Battle of Kings Mountain or the State of Franklin, there's a few different websites you can pull from. Now, the casualties there were, it was 90 American to 1,121 British. Wow. Okay, so Battle of Kings Mountain, okay. Tennessee didn't exist yet, so we'll move right along. So this is where the name, the next one here, it's the Battle of 18, the War of 1812. This is where Tennessee really got its name, the Volunteer State. So the War of 1812 has been called the Forgotten Conflict. It's one of the least commemorated wars in American history. It's not really appreciated as much as it should be, because it was there's a lot of complicated issues around it. There were violations against the Americans' maritime rights, territorial expansion, lots of political party issues. Impressment of American sailors was a big one there. So the United States declared war on Great Britain in June of 1812. And Tennessee was still a new state when the government issued the call for volunteers. Tennessee sent upwards of 20,000 men at one time or another. Now, there's no way to tell exactly how many, but Tennessee, man, they just sent them as many as they possibly could. And I don't even think that the government, I don't think they called for that much. I think they called for somewhere in the neighborhood of 2,000 or 3,000 men. Tennessee said, They're sitting 20,000. So this one is just still a complicated a thing, because the issues here stem all the way back. They're still mad about stuff that happened in the Revolution, such as impressment of the sailors, which is where they would, when the British would capture a ship, someone correct me if I'm wrong here, they would force the Americans to serve Great Britain, or they'd kill them, you know. And somebody correct me if I'm wrong here. So War of 1812 there. Tennessee sent 20,000 people. This is where it would be here where Tennessee, it was called the Tennessee Volunteers for the first time. The next one would be the Mexican-American War. Now, this one's another complicated issue, because this one is closely tied to westward expansion of America, and I believe at that time, before, you know, the Manifest Destiny and all that, Mexico owned like a lot of Texas. They owned a lot of California. I think they owned a lot up into that side of the country. I don't know. I'm an Appalachian man. So you had American public wanting to move west. Yeah, I believe you had the Texas Gold, California Gold Rush, the Manifest Destiny of faith in that, patriotism. And then just people wanting to move out beyond Missouri. They wanted to see what else was out there. Tennesseans had moved south to Texas, which is where the common insult, a Texan is just a Tennessean moved south. If you're from Texas and you listen to old history, I'm sorry. This is also where people like Sam Houston and Davy Crockett were. They'd gone to Texas. So in Mexico, the Revolution of 1836 was brought on by an increasingly dictatorial Mexico. This resulted in the birth of an independent nation, which was called the Republic of Texas. Most Texas favored immediate annexation by the United States. Tennessee and James K. Polk, elected president in 1844, made a campaign pledge to annex Texas and Oregon. So this is where stuff really started to go downhill. Between Mexico and the U.S., relationships went pretty downhill really quickly. And war would break out in 1846 over a boundary dispute. Now, American troop strength was way too low to even consider fielding a foreign occupation force. And then when the Secretary of War issued a call for 2,800 Tennesseans to join the ranks, 30,000 responded. And this would go back to where they were nicknamed the Volunteer State during the War of 1812. The 1st and 2nd Tennessee Volunteer Infantries were raised in Midland, West Tennessee, and the Regiment Cavalry came from East Tennessee. All served in battle with distinction. The 3rd, 4th, and the 5th Infantries were recruited after the major fighting ended and acted principally as garrison troops and supply line guards. And the 3rd Tennessee saw some action during the last days of the war. The troops were confident that the war would be over soon. Now we can get into all of the casualties here, but the cost has been estimated of this war has been estimated at $75 million. As lots of sickness came around during this war, it actually accounted for more deaths than fighting: measles, smallpox, typhoid, mumps, common cold, so on. More than 11,000 people would die of disease, while 1,700 were killed in combat. So, just the Mexican-American War, not really an important part in history, but it's another significant part. Tennessee still sent its fair share to the causation. I'll go ahead and correct myself. There was a major conflict. If we didn't fight that war, there would not be no California. I'm still drinking my coffee, just bear with me. So then you start to get into, after that, the Civil War. Tennessee had more battles fought in its boundaries than any other state in the Union or the Confederacy, because Tennessee was both. It was one of the last to leave for the Confederacy and one of the first readmitted to the Union whenever the war ended. So there's no need to explain what the Civil War was. I think most of us know what it was, what it was fought over. And we won't talk about that just because of the nature of the subject, but basically, Tennessee, whenever they tried to secede, East Tennesseans wanted to stay with the Union, while the people in Middle and West Tennessee, they wanted to secede and go to the Confederacy. And Tennessee would also send over 100,000 people to the efforts of the Union. And it's thought that of the 179,000 African Americans that fought for the United States in the war, 20,000 of those would come from Tennessee. They fought on behalf of the Union. And I'll correct myself here again. Tennessee sent over 120,000 soldiers to fight for the Confederacy and 31,000 to aid the Union. And the only other states that had more battles fought was Virginia, because Virginia had quite a few. It was just a bad time in Virginia. And so if you go through Tennessee a lot today, especially East Tennessee, you'll see a lot of Civil War trails. There's some up in Hamlin County. There are a few in Hawkins County. If you go, I can tell you a bunch of places around here where there are improvised field hospitals. And if you're a part of the Old History Facebook page and YouTube channel, you might already know a few. So after the Civil War, the United States is in the Southern United States is in the Reconstruction era, because the war kind of just absolutely destroyed the economy and everything. It's just a lot of stuff happened. Around 1898, the USS Maine mysteriously exploded off the coast of Cuba in February of 1898. The United States had demanded that Spain would grant independence to the country of Cuba. Spain refused, and the U.S. declared war on Spain in April of that year. The U.S. government had decided that Spain caused the destruction of the USS Maine and the death of 266 American sailors. American newspapers called for a military response to the destruction of the USS Maine, and they ran articles detailing the atrocities committed by the Spanish in Cuba. Some reports were untrue. A lot of it was fear-mongering, typical media stuff. Now this got everybody fired up. Everybody was angry at Spain because of, man, they attacked us. Well, Tennesseans were among the most anxious to fight, naturally. In total, Middle and East Tennessee contributed 4 regiments, which was more than 4,000 soldiers, to the war effort, which was fought in Cuba, Guam, and the Philippines. If you don't know where Guam is, it's a small little island in the Pacific, about the size of Hamblen County. And we won't get too much into that conflict, but. And the last one I'll cover, just because we're getting in more into the modern age, is World War II. We could cover World War I, but we'll just jump to World War II, which was fought between 1939 and 1945. United States would declare war in 1940 after the bombing of Pearl Harbor by the Japanese. So Tennessee, again, as is the common thought here, contributed generously to this war effort, and many put their lives on the line as soldiers, sailors, and airmen. 315,501 Tennesseans served in the various theaters of the war, and 5,731 lost their lives. Among those was my grandfather, Private Fred Boyer Carmichael, who fought in the Battle of Peleliu, which was one of the most bloody battles of the entire war. As it's estimated, I think, I'm not gonna, don't swear by it, but over a quarter, it's either a quarter of or half of the American forces lost their lives. He was wounded in the pelvis and discharged. But anyway, going back to World War II here, just a lot of stuff you can cover about it, but there were training bases in Smyrna and Dyersburg. There's a naval airspace station in Memphis. It was the largest inland naval base in the country. So just a few things to cover, talk about. And it's an interesting fact of history to see how much Tennessee contributed to the various wars and that happened in the country. Now, there were a lot of wars that America fought, but Tennessee was always one of the first to send its troops. And here in Hamblen County, there's a house that sent soldiers to every single war effort. It's called Hayslope. It was a stagecoach inn. But anyway, that's beside the point. There's just a lot of stuff about Tennessee that people just don't know. And it's always sent some of the most volunteers to the war effort. Always been generous. The Tennessee Volunteers were called. Now I've been told recently, I haven't researched it, this was actually recently adopted as the state's official nickname, which I didn't know any different. I thought it was always called that, but oh well. So this has been the Old History Podcast. If you made it this far, please remember you can subscribe to the podcast. It's not required. Hope everybody has a great Memorial Day. I'd like to say thanks to the families of fallen servicemen, servicewomen, those that never made it back. Without those people, I wouldn't be able to sit here and make a podcast. Old History is thankful for what those people did. Everybody has a great weekend and a great Memorial Day.